Daftes Yushalmi Brothers. So yesterday we did part of Amud Aleph, and the Gemara wrote down from three different Tanoim of Shimon, Rav Meir, and Rabbi Akiva, that even though they had opinions different than the Chachamim, they paskened like the Chachamim rather than their own psak, their own shita, in order to be able to mekayim the mitzvah of following the rov, passing like the rov. So that's the three tanaim that we saw. But there is one tana, the fourth tana, which is the connecting to our sugya by Kriya Shema of Gamliel, who seems did not follow suit. And what he did, the Gemara says, is that he did Gamliel polega rabbanon biyavet avdei kabase. But the Chayra of the Gamliel, the reading of our Mishnah, he argues in Rabbanan. Rabbanan said, at Chatzos, but he told his children, his sons, who came back from the wedding and were late and didn't say Kriya Shema, was way past Chatzos, that they could say it until Adam Amud HaShachar. So, the Chayra, you see that he was Noye Kavase. He didn't do like the other ones. And rather, he paskined like his own Shita, Keneged the Rabbin. So the Gemara is troubled with this. So the Gemara says, why would he do different than the other Tanoim? Why didn't he do back the Rove? So the Gemara says, because Gemara answers, Shnaya Haka, it's different over here, Shehila Shinon. Because really, afterwards, what they read the Psukim, it's really just Shinon, it's just learning. It's just learning the Psukim in the Torah. So Be'etzem, what the Gemara seems to be saying is that in a Kanami, Rav Gamliel does hold like the Chachamim. He does say that you have until Chatzos. But when he told them afterwards to read, they say Kriya Shema until the morning, what he was telling them is, Al Slimin HaTorah. You miss saying Kriya Shema, you don't get the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, the Zman is over, we pass like the Rabbim, like the Chachamim, but you can go ahead and you can say Kriya Shema, now, more the psukim, learning, the mitzvah of learning, mitzvah of ishinatam uvanacha. And therefore, it's like a tashlumim. This is what the Pnei Moshe seems to learn, that and the Haredim as well, that it's more like, just like when you miss davening, you're mashlim, so it's like a piroyo, so you're mashlim with tivi psukim, with reading psukim of Shema. So really, Be'etzem, he could be there at Gamil Taka Holes, like the Chum, and he didn't Avid Kavase, he didn't do like his own Shita. He did like a Chum, and we just told him to go ahead and to get the mitzvah of learning. Faith the Gemara, that can't be. Doesn't make sense. Me'ata Apmesh Yalam and Ashakar. If that's what it was only a question of reading Psukim. So Gamliel, why did he tell him you have until the morning? Go check if it started getting light. If it didn't get light, you could still do so. Why? Even if it's Amar HaShakar, it's only reading Psukim anyway. So why can't they read Psukim even after that? So Memela, that would be this can't be Pshat. And Gamliel in the Mishnah, he's telling them to read Psukim. Because otherwise, it wouldn't be limited to the Zman of Amud HaShachar. So the Gemara says, again, a little bit hard to understand the Gemara's question, as Mefarshim asked, because maybe that there's a Din Tashlumim, some level of, in the time of Shema, in the night time. So, but maybe, like the next, once it's Amud HaShachar, it's already the next day. So the next day, then there would be no way to read even, you get mitzvah of Kriya Shema, a reading, mitzvah would go on the next day, not on the day before. So, but the Gemara Maisa asked this question and says, maybe that's pshat. So therefore, how do you know the Ragamil is, Taka doesn't hold a kavase? So the Gemara says, Eino Chanami. Maybe I'll tell you really that the Gemara says, Itay Boy Deima. Moshe says, so what would you give you another answer if you can't give the answer that we gave, that it was just telling them to read Psukim, because then it should go out Yom HaShachar. He should have said even to Amud HaShachar, even if the sun already began to rise. So the Gemara says, I'll give you another teretz. You could tell you really, Be'atzem, Tamana Yechol Nekayim Dibek HaChamim. Really what it was telling, really, in HaChanami, if you could do the words of HaChamim. You know, the Shitas before, the three Tanoim that we quoted so far before, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, that the Gemara says that what? That they all did, like they were vatel their own shita keneged the rov. That's because if they would do their shita, you wouldn't be able to makayim divrei chachamim. Because if you hold that it's tamei on the mistarif together, like the Gamliel, it becomes tamei, then it would be considered tumas oral. Then you would be mevatel the words of the chacham who say it's tahor. Therefore, he rescinded his opinion and said you go by the rove. Because tamei yichor nakayim divrei chachamim. Over there, in those cases, they were able to fill the words of chachamim by following the shita chachamim, saying it was tahor. In the other cases as well, they were able to remove their opinion, Rav Meir, Rav Akiva, Rav Shimon, and say that we follow the Chachamim because we could follow their Shita. However, but in the case of Rav Gamliel by Krishma, it's different. Katzos is his mind, Krishma. You can't become it afterwards. And then the sons of Gamliel came, was already after Katzos. So you can't say, do like the Chachamim, because it's already after the Chachamim Shita. So you won't be able to become the Chachamim. So Elamai, why? Therefore, Malan, Uvdin Abde Kavase, that's what he told him to go ahead and pass it like my opinion, even though it's a minority opinion. What's in Akanam, the Katkhila, I'm about to my opinion to the Chachamim, because you have to go by Zerov. However, since this situation was it's too late to Makar Divrei Chachamim, and therefore, you can still be Makayim it according to my opinion. And I'm not going against the Chachamim because the Chachamim no longer, your opinion no longer is Lamaisa. It no longer is Shaykh to follow the Chachamim because it's after Katzos. That's what he told the Paskin Kavase, the Paskin like him. This would be the Shita of the Gemara. Now, Be'atzem, this would be different, as I mentioned, in the Bavli. In the Bavli, Rav Gamliel is clearly agreeing with the Chachamim and saying that the Shita is Katzos, but the Chachamim agree until the morning, but it's only done L'harchik Adam and Aveira. And here we seem to be saying different, that the Shita Rabbanin is actually Katzos. There is no Zman Kriyashma later. And Rav Gamliel holds Yav until Amor HaShachar, and he would mevatel himself to the Shita of the Chachamim until Katzos, unless it's a situation where you no longer can be Kaim Divrei Chachamim. It's already after Katzos. Mishnah continues. Hakder Allah Khaleb Marivar. Now, the Gemara in our Mishnah, the Nusak, both in Bavli and here, is that we're talking about the burning of Khaleb Marivarim, which really is the Tul Katzos, and you have Mitzos and Yadam HaShakar. Here, the Gemara puts in the words of the Mishnah, Achilas Pesachim as well. The eating of the burning of the Pesachim, you're also eating of the Pesachim, the Karban Pesach, also has to be done, Katzos, but it's Fasan Yadam HaShakar. Puts in that as well, which is a tremendous kiddush. Because why? We know the Gemara asks, "Anon Tanina Achilas Pesachim." We learned the halacha of Achilas Pesachim is not a din in the shita of Katzos, but it's the halacha of Achilas Pesachim. There are Mishnayos who say Achilas Pesachim is included, and there are shitas that hold that Achilas Pesachim is not included. The halacha of Achilas Pesachim. So, what's the halacha? Is there a steer or not? So we'll say the same idea. Everyone agrees that Achilas Pesachim has to be eaten, the Karban Pesach has to be eaten until Katzos. That's the Zman. The question is, if it went later, do you have a Zman later? Or the Rabbanan say you could do it later? So what is the Zman Medaraisa? Do we say that the Zman Medaraisa of Achilas Pesachim is until Amon HaShachar, but the Chachamim were Marchik, and therefore said to Katzos the Rabbanan Dikadin? Or do we say no, that the din of Achilas Pesachim Katzos is a Daraisa Halacha? So that we have two Machlokes Tanoim. We have two Mishnayos. Some will learn Achilas Pesachim and some don't. The ones who say mind the Tony Achilas Pesachim Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say therefore this man is where? The man is only until Katzos. And you really have, what's mean Katzos? Means Be'etzem, you have the Shita Rabbanan that it's until the morning. But the Rabbanan say, Katzos, because you want to make sure that you don't go over this man. Man de lo tani kusakim, the one who doesn't adhere, so the way we have it earlier, the way we have it in Bavli, that's Rabbi Elezer. And Rabbi Elezer is the one that holds that you only have until Katzos, you don't have later. So Mela, the two shitas, the two girsas that we have in our Mishnah, the Mishnah that says, that doesn't include Achilas Pesachim, that's Rabbi Elezer, that's Nazario holds, that you have until Katzos, you don't have any later. The one who holds that Achilas Pesachim is included, they hold that it's like a Shita Rabbanon, which means that you can eat the Karban Pesach until the morning, But the midrabbanan say lehachri gadam and avera to do it by katzil. So we have machlekes, the two shittas in the Mishnah, the two girsas in the Mishnah. I say two nuschos in the Mishnah would be totally on whether it's the rabbanan or whether it's from Elazar. So the Gemara wants to know, my time or Elazar? What's the base of Elazar that say you have until katzos? Why should it be there? Nemakan laila, nemahalon laila. My laila shnemahalon katzos. Just like laila, when it says they're going out of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says katzos. So two katzos also. So here also the laila is katzos. And therefore you see the achilos katzos Pesach, you learn out together that the idea is until then. And if Elazar holds from Xerah Shavu, and therefore the halacha would be you have until katzos, and after that there's man midaraisa you're not yotze. That would be the shita, the mokar of Rabbi Elazar shita. Amar Rav Chuna says less kachilas psakim. He said the Mishnah's girsa is we don't include it. We don't include a chilas psakim in telling you the things that mitzvasan ayala amur shakar. I feel the rabbanim don't agree. Why? The Tanina we learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Psakim. That says a Pesach akachatzos matame seyadayim. The Pesach akachatzos matame yadayim. What's the basis and why should it be matame yadayim? Because you know there's halacha that says it didn't noser. If you had meat that was set aside that was supposed to be eaten and was left over, it's called noser, left over. That the Chachamim said is matame yadayim. Why? Because we don't want you to eat that meat. We want to make sure the Torah says that the meat that is the deadline is to eating until katzos. And if you can eat it later, you're over nosar. So if we say it's matame yadayim, that you can't even touch it. You can't even take it in your hand. So now, if we say such a halacha, a mishnah, we have a stam mishnah that holds a pesach, katzos matame yadayim. A stam mishnah, the halacha is like a stam mishnah, which means a current pesach also would be after katzos would be considered matame yadayim. So therefore, you can't say our Mishnah includes the Gersa, Akan, Achilas Psakim as well, that you have until the morning. That can't be, because the Stam Mishnah we just said, Stam Mishnah that we have, that says the halacha would be, that you have a time be a dayim, that after Nosa left over, Matami Yadayim. So the Kodan Pesach left over after Chatzos would be Matami Yadayim, would be considered Nosar. And therefore, if it's considered Nosar, and that's according to everyone, to Stam Mishnah, and Halacha is Stam Mishnah, then you can include, therefore, Pesach Acha Chatzos, that you can, Kachilos Psakim in that Mishnah, you can go until the morning. It can't be, because there's a steer to this Mishnah, it would be considered Nosar, and it would be Matami Yadayim. Therefore, it has to be that the mitzvah of Achilas Psakim is only until Chatzos. Therefore, this our Mishnah, Zakav Yechanuna, we cannot include the Gersa of our Mishnah here in Yerushalmi, should not be included. It should be like the Bavli, that Achilas Psakim is not included, and that is required only until Katzos, and you can't have it until Amur HaShaka. Mishnah continues, Kalan Echolim, Leyom Echot, anything that has to be eaten in one day. When it says includes what? What's that including? Kol. Kol is included to include something. The Lashon is Rabos. Kol and Kol and Yom Echad Kachem Kalam is even Kachem Kalam. That you can eat it in one day, which means you can eat until the morning. It's Mitzvosan Ad Amos HaShakar. That includes Kachem Kalam. What's the Chiddush of Kachem Kalam? Why should Kachem Kalam be any different than Kodesh Kedoshim? And the answer is because Kodesh Kedoshim, we know, has to be eaten only by the Kohanim in a limited time of one day and one night. And therefore, we're afraid that maybe it'll continue. Go on, you'll have leftover, you'll eat it the next day. So therefore, we say until the morning. But Kachem Kalam, you have an extra day. And it's mutter for anybody to eat. Not only Kohanim, everybody can eat it. And therefore, you would think that maybe it doesn't become us the next day. You have until more time. You would have more time. There was no gzera made. You should have to eat it right away because we shouldn't be afraid it's going to be left over because there's plenty of people to consume it. So the Kamash Malan, even Kachem Kalam, is also, you have the mitzvah of a laila, and you have until Amud HaShakar, and then it has to be eaten. It can't be left over past that. The Mishnah goes, the final statement of the Mishnah, and why the Chachamim say you have until the morning if you have to go katzos? What's the reason? If you're going to say that this man really is Amud HaShakar, that's what Torah allows. But he'll think that it's not yet Amud HaShakar. He'll be Mitzchayev. So there's a tremendous maila in saying this man chatzos and not going into this man, say amud hashachar. Why? Because if the man is really amud hashachar, and you tell a person you can eat until amud hashachar, he'll one mistake one day and think that it's not yet amud hashachar, and he'll eat it, and it was amud hashachar, and it'll be over in Isser Kares. And therefore, we don't want to say, we don't want to even have a chance that that should happen. So therefore we say until Katzos, knowing that if a person will eat after Katzos, he'll make a mistake, it's really after Katzos, Be'etzem, he's allowed to eat it, he's not Mekayev, and he is to accept the Rabbanan. It's only Mekayev, the Rabbanan said, L'achagotim and Averi, you should stop by Katzos. So it'll be violating the Rabbanan, but it won't be violating the Yisr Kares. And that's why we don't continue any further. Now this is Lagabe, why Lagabe Achilas Kachim? But Lagabe Kriyashma, that we don't find, because the final halacha would be that really you have until later. According to Gamliel, Katchil again, go by you go by the Durabim, which it should be done by Katzos, but there's no Isser, and if you continue afterwards, you can do so, Gamliel says, until the Amud HaShachar, is you have the mitzvah, you're able to Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. We'll stop over here, even though it's still halfway in Amud Tes, but it's a new Mishnah, and we'll continue with the new Mishnah, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow.